No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games Podcast. My name is Willie. I'll be a co-host along with my other co-host,
Ginger.
Welcome to the show, Ginger.
I'm on every show.
What do you like
Almost
to say?
Almost every show, honestly.
What do you like to say off the top?
I would like to say, off the top, fuck snow.
It was only a few flakes. You know what? More fuck racism.
Absolutely. Fuck that extra more.
But we're here to do this podcast about video games with beverage reviews, real life XP, and recommendations.
That is correct.
But before we do any of that...
What's your quote of the podcast?
Quote of episode. The podcast.
Podcast episode, not... But we still don't endorse some of these quotes.
I keep myself awake when I bark, because I'm my own dog. Mamma mia! I don't know, that was just from some song.
Okay.
I don't know what song.
All right. Well, I have a beverage. It is...
Ooh, beverage reviews.
It is Hank's Gourmet Irish Style Golden Ginger Ale. So that's a posh pop.
Golden ginger ale?
Mm-hmm.
Irish style. I wonder what Irish style means. Is there whiskey in it?
No, this is non-alcoholic. I wouldn't be drinking it if it had alcohol.
I know. It just makes me think of that. I know Irish style coffee has whiskey in it. Is it creamy, maybe? It says golden.
I don't know. It's okay. Like, the long name doesn't make me, like, say, ooh.
The ginger is very light on ginger.
Yep.
And very heavy on sugar.
Yes. And I'm a little sad about that. It just have 32 grams of sugar.
But the taste is mostly sweet. It tastes like a ginger candy rather than a ginger ale. So, I don't know, if you like ginger candy, it's good. I'm going to give it 2.75 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah.
Because I like the spice of the ginger, not just because my name is
this
Ginger.
This has a little bit of it.
Not enough for me.
Yeah.
I am not a fan. You want the rest?
Maybe eventually.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, not a fan. 2 out of 5.
I have something I will probably like more. From Connecticut Valley Brewing Company.
Okay.
I have a spiked smoothie.
Oh.
The cherry pomegranate variety.
I like cherries and pomegranates. I love the label.
It's 1 pint. Well, it's just fruit on the label.
It's fruit that I like.
Pomegranates and cherries. 5% alcohol. Gluten-free, it says. And that's about all it says.
Okay.
So.
Nice crack.
It doesn't look as thick as, like, the smooges or the other canned smoothies.
Okay.
Even though it says spiked smoothie, it looks more like a seltzer malt beverage.
Okay.
It's kind of watery. It's pretty disappointing.
Oh,
for something that says spiked smoothie.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
should you get a glass and pour it out? Maybe there's sediment in there.
No, it's like a cherry 7-Up. It tastes pretty good, but it's definitely not smoothie.
No.
It tastes good. Brewed and canned in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Okay.
I could go to their website to learn more about their beers, but a little disappointing. It tastes good. Hold on, let me taste it again. It was definitely not what I was expecting from the labeling. Terrorists win. I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5.
You can call shenanigans on the beverages. Yeah. I should go get another thing to disappoint myself, probably.
Shenanigans on the smoothie in this, at least, for sure.
And the Hanks. Not a fan.
Shenanigans on what? Irish style ginger ale?
Yeah, shenanigans on both of our beverages. I'm not having any of yours, obviously, but, like, I call shenanigans.
Sarcasm self-test complete.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Before our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Yep.
I was talking to the listener, Ginger. I know you know what it is. I should hope so. Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCRLLCGRPVG.
I don't have any letters today. I can't think of any. I can't think of a single letter.
Shitty beverages. Fuck off.
SBFO.
Like Nazi punks, fuck off.
SBFO. What's your real life XP, Ginger? Or would you like me to go first? I have some this time.
Ooh, go ahead first, because I have to kind of try to think of some.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that we had one of my nieces over.
Oh, yep.
It was
our niece.
Yeah, one of our nieces over, and it was around their birthday. Oh, can I call them the Tiny Rapidian? I'm making up a new nickname every time, so
they'll be
the Tiny Rapidian.
The Tiny Rapidian, I think they would really love that.
I didn't know it was their birthday, but we said, yeah, she can come over too. That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a great time jumping on the trampoline.
Yep.
Which was one of her birthday wishes.
Yep.
And I also got to teach her how to play video games.
Yeah, we both kind of did that, but you did a little more. It was very cute.
She didn't even know, like, you know, how to press buttons mm-hmm. or how to read any of the letters. She's very young.
Yes.
Like, or even, like, with the joystick, how to move it left or right.
I think she's very used to phone touch screens as well instead of actual controllers.
But thanks to Game Pass, I was able to boot up Paw Patrol cloud streaming. And it has like the super easy mode where it steers by itself. And you can steer, but every time at first when she would steer, it would mess up. And so she was like just pressing the buttons. And as she learned, like, okay, if I press the button now, I have a tornado, or now I can throw a pie. That's kind of like cute. A self-steering Mario Kart.
Nice.
And then they played Peppa Pig. Unstoppable. And they had to learn how to press the joystick left or right on that one. Just to, not to platform, but just to walk left or right.
Nice.
And it was, okay, I can learn how to do this now.
I will say I played Vampire Survivor with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really cute to see you and the little Rapidian play some video games.
Tiny.
Whatever.
Someone else was... Oh, that was the young Rapidian.
Right. Yep, so that we was got the young Rapidian.
The young, the elder, and the tiny so far.
And then we have Meemaw Rapidian. Is that your mom?
Sure.
Meemaw Rapidian. I'm sure she'll like that.
Okay.
Mario.
So, for teaching someone how to use a controller, like, for the first time ever, knowing how to use a controller, I think that's worth, like, 1,000,000 points.
I think so, too.
How about 1,000,013 points?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll take, like, 2,000 for playing Vampire Survivor with them.
Oh, yeah, for showing them an actual cool game?
Yes.
How about take 200,000?
Okay, I'll take that. It was a relatively easy game, and it was cool to play the not-so-scary levels with them.
Oh, shit! A rat!
Ginger, what's your real-life XP?
My real-life XP... Oh, I mean, I don't know. I didn't shit myself this last week.
You what?
I didn't.
Oh, good.
I haven't really been doing too much. Honestly, I kind of felt like shit.
I'm falling, and I can't get up!
That is about the only thing that I can do is get up, but do I want to? Sometimes not. I've just been having kind of a meh.
You completed most of a project in one weekend. You'll share pictures of it eventually. But
yeah, I mean, I'm working on some stuff for my business. So if you're interested in getting someone a Christmas present, I guess I could plug my business again.
Oh, Richard!
My commissions are open if anyone is interested. Just contact me at Ginger's Craft Boutique on Instagram or TikTok.
Necklaces, plant hangers.
Anything bracelets, that I can macrame.
Doilies.
I'm sure I can figure that out.
Can you do a window hanger with mouse bones in it?
If someone has the mouse bones to send me.
I mean,
I hope they're clean bleached.
Yes. Caveat, they must be clean and bleached. Unless, you know, maybe our cats could get us some.
Ew, I don't want to do any kind of cleaning or bleaching.
Nature does that. And just leave it out in a field. In the desert.
So yeah, if you're interested in something macrame'd, or even maybe, like, I don't know, some curtains or easy piece of clothing, hit me up. Ginger's Craft Boutique. That's my real life XP. Working on stuff for that.
Cool.
And I didn't shit myself. So points, that is going to be...
$1,239,000
$1,639,644
How about just $1,039,644 Because you already got 200,000 from showing somebody's Vampire Survivors.
Okay.
So it comes out to what you just said, anyways.
2 + 2 = 4 - 1,
that's free quick maths.
Sure.
Alright. Well, that's the end of Real Life XP.
We'll be right back with games for your ear holes. So before video games, I have another beverage. We'll see if this is another letdown.
And you know what? I drank a couple more sips of this spike smoothie. I rated it too high. I'm dropping it down to a 1.
Whoa. So I have watermelon hint water. It's water infused with watermelon essence and natural flavors.
So I remember when they first came out with hint water because they partnered with Ingress.
It is gluten-free. Yes,
and
they did.
They had codes in the caps that would give you items in-game, which they don't do anymore.
Oh, it's a letdown. I hate hint water, y'all.
It's mostly water with just a tiny bit. It says infused with watermelon essence.
So it's like a breath of watermelon. So I can breathe it. I mean, it's way better than the Hank's Gourmet. I think I'm going to lower my Hank's to 1 as well and put this hint at 2.
Do you like cucumber water? I bet if they made one with just cucumber, you would like it.
Or if I threw some watermelon in that to make it a little more watermelon-y.
I think this watermelon one is decent. It's very much like, it's better than a Gatorade. If I was really thirsty and it was really hot out, I could chug one of those.
Yeah, it's nice it doesn't have any sugar.
I could also chug a water, but this has a little bit of watermelon flavor that is kind of pleasant. A little bit of like watermelon bubblegum. I'll give the hint water 3 out of 5.
I'm going to meet your 3 out of 5 and put Hank's down to a 1. Because at least this is fucking refreshing.
This is Sparta!
Like, I don't think I've ever had the watermelon hint. I've had some of the other flavors and they were straight garbage trash. And this one is probably the best one I've had.
Best one I remember having. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. Why did I drink that spike smoothie after the hint watermelon? Oh, gross.
Here, I have some more hint watermelon.
Select your player.
Will, what game you play? Or you want me to go first?
Oh, you already asked me. I'll go. I played Frog Detective, The Complete Mystery on Xbox Series X.
Yes, you did, and it was very cute to watch.
Yeah, they just added it to Game Pass, and it's three games in one. It's a first-person detective game.
Nice.
Where you have to investigate, and basically each game is like one village and an RPG where you have to solve everyone's fetch quests in order to solve the mystery.
Yeah, you do. One of my favorite characters in the game is in this, but I'll wait to like talk about it.
Yeah, the characters are cute, quirky, and weird. On the first one, you're on a little island where the sloth who lives there, king of the island, has a gold crown. Impressive. He's scared of the ghost that's there. There's a dance competition coming up the next day. And
that's so funny.
Spoilers for like the first game. I mean,
it doesn't. We always spoil games, so
it doesn't matter how to solve it. You know, you still get to talk to everybody and see all their cute, quirky answers.
Yes.
But there's no ghost in the cave, of course.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's their friend who is preparing for the dance competition. They've been inside the cave practicing for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
They didn't know that the cave had collapsed and they were trapped in there.
Oh, man.
They've been taking naps and eating the strange mushrooms that grow in the cave.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah. And everybody's like a sloth, or you're the frog detective. Mm-hmm. You have a weird-shaped head and you can't wear a hat, and you're the number two detective in the agency.
He is super cute. I love how they kept his legs super long, like a real frog, like the back legs. And like the head is adorable because it's like his eyes are poking up like a real frog. Like, yeah, he can't wear a hat, a regular hat, because it would cover his eyeballs.
Yeah. The number one detective is Lobster Cop.
Oh, fuck Lobster
We hate it from the beginning.
I will
try to refrain from spoiling the A-cab. End of the last one, but yeah, A-cab.
A-cab, Lobster Cop.
I did mark Lobster Cop suspicious when I saw that he had a page. You get a notebook, and it writes down notes in the second game and third game anyways.
Okay.
In the first game, you don't have a notebook. The first game's a little smaller and simpler.
Okay.
The second one, you're in a cowboy town, and you got to figure out, you're not sure why you get sent there. It's a secret. And you get there, and the first mystery is why there's no sheriff.
Hmm.
People don't believe in crime.
So. I disagree with that statement.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, wait, that's the third one. That's the cowboy town. The second one is in the spooky woods with the invisible wizard that moved in.
Hmm.
And yeah, you got to investigate who the invisible wizard is and who destroyed all of the parade decorations. Because the invisible wizard moved into town and was kind of secretive. And so they were going to throw a parade to welcome them to town. But in the middle of the night, somebody destroyed all the decorations.
Dicks?
Yeah.
The fuck is that for? That's not nice.
There's another crime in that, though, too. The rhino singer says, hey, have you ever heard of extortion? They're like, yes. They're like, all right, well, good, because I'm extorting you. Give me five monies, and I will give you some information.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I like how they call it monies.
Yep. It's like, you get one money.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You get five money.
Uh-huh. You gotta, like, buy carrots and gather cactus flowers to make a stew, and, you know, find a picture of somebody to inspire an artist for their muse so they make a painting.
That's funny.
And then all these things like pan out into what you need, like the ingredients to make dynamite, which include toothpaste and wool. There's always a dance-off at the end of each episode.
A dance-off? That's funny.
And there's pictures of it that go up on your wall in your office when you're done with the cases.
Cute.
Uh-huh. Everybody's funny. I like it. It's cute.
Are there bathrooms in it?
No, it is very much missing bathrooms in all the houses. They're all really small, like, people just live in this one room.
Well, they're all animals, though, right?
Yes. It's very much like Animal Crossing, like, where they just have a one-room house.
So, they're, except for your main house in the newest one.
Yeah.
They're animals. They shit outside. Fucking case solved in this game. It's just, uh-huh. The bathroom is everywhere.
Yeah. Moles, sloths, frogs, mice. Momo the mouse is, like, really shy.
Bunnies.
No, it's not Momo. It's Susie just Mo.
Susie the bunny, right?
Susie the bunny in the favorite. Cowboy town.
She scam needs to, goddess.
She needs to break into the bank safe.
Literally, like, scam goddess.
Help me break into the bank. It's like, well, it's my stuff in there, and my ID is in there, too, so I can't get in without my ID. So you gotta make her get a fake ID for her, so she can get into the bank to get her ID and her other stuff.
Fucking banks. I'm so glad you helped her with that.
Uh-huh.
Susie is my favorite. I would like to cosplay as Susie. She is such a cute rabbit.
I think my favorite is Mystery Monkey. He is a fan of Frog Detective, follows him on the online forums. He goes by Mystery Monkey 49. Like, oh, but you can call me Mystery Monkey.
All right. I'm not surprised. You love monkeys.
True. It's a first-person game. Very simplistic polygon graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Low-poly, cel-shaded. Looks cartoonish.
Mm-hmm.
Simple character designs. But they funny. Work.
Funny. They're all fucking hilarious.
You can tell
hilarious.
What they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They are all fucking hilarious, though. Like, yep. Aren't they swearing and shit? Throughout it?
Yeah, they might be swearing. I don't know. I don't know what it's rated. I don't remember any swearing. I thought it was kid-friendly.
I don't know.
I think it's rated PG.
Maybe I'm confusing it with something else.
All the dirty stuff is just implied. It'll go right over the kids' heads.
Mm. I still am not sure if I like that. Still.
What?
That kind of stuff, like... targeted kids, but that has, like, adult and lay stuff. It's just asking for trouble. I mean, look at Miranda Sings.
I don't know. I like Roger Rabbit.
I love Roger Rabbit as well. Still, does it have its problematic stuff? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Problematic? What are those? So you walk around and you, like, pick up one item and give it to somebody to get another item and talk to them. And that's basically the whole game. There was one part where it took me a while to find the fifth cactus flower.
Okay.
Or no, it wasn't the cactus flower. It was in the Halloween with the one with the invisible wizard.
Ah.
And there was one item that was on top of a lamppost. I had to find all of the pies that the witch made. Somebody knocked them on the ground.
That sounds good.
I had to find them all before I could feed one to the deer in the hot tub because he was hungry. And he had something for me. But yeah, just that kind of shit. And then in the last one, the third one, you get a bike you can ride. Not a bike, a scooter.
Okay.
It's like a Razor scooter.
Doesn't it say hop?
Yep, you can scoot fast and you can hop. And there's one part in there where you have to gather stuff and you have to make a jump.
I'm different.
Like platforming.
Ooh.
Well, it's just one jump.
Yay, one jump. It's even, I wonder if Jenny Bean would like this. I know she hates platformers, but shout out Jenny Bean.
She probably would. She likes,
cutesy animals.
Ace Ventura. No. Who's the detective? Phoenix Wright? Mm-hmm. Why did I say Ace Ventura?
I don't know. Shout out Jenny B. Nocturnal Mysteries Podcast. Go check them out.
She would definitely like Frog Detective.
Mm.
And then when you complete them all, it unlocks a Tony Hawk-like game where you're on the scooter and you're in a skate park and you have a, you can do a jump button, a quick trick button, and a hard trick button. So like the hard trick one is like a flip or something. The other one is like a quick foot move. And you can combo your moves like Tony Hawk. And you can grind also by pressing the quick trick button. And so you go all around the skate park and you try and get a high score and beat all of the characters from the game who are on the high score list.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a decent one level Razor scooter game.
It was a cute game to watch you play when I did catch of it when you weren't speed running through the what they were talking about. What I did catch was pretty funny.
And I played through the first game at work, so it's not a very long game, just a few hours to go through.
Nice.
Select your player. Wait, Ginger, before another game, we gotta do my Marvel Snatch segment again.
Oh, shit. Marvel Snatch. I forget the fucking song I said in the last one.
What rhymes with Snatch? Nothing. But you know who I played against? I played against Limp Potato. Gooey yet firm.
I feel weird with that name.
I played against Go Fast Boats Mojito.
That's funny.
That's a joke about password that somebody had on, I think it's a TV show, I don't know, but I heard about the joke. The Go Fast Boats Mojito is somebody's password. And it could be yours too. So I could guess your password. I also played against Moose Brain, whose subtitle was Prom? Question mark. What do you think? Huh? No good? I played against Crazy D-Ran.
Okay.
All rights reserved. I played against Unzipped and...
Ew, you nasty.
Their subtitle was This Dating App Blows.
That's a funny subtitle.
I played against CG3, Blood Type Delicious.
Oh.
Human Toilet. I am on the toilet. I played against A Big Stinky Duty. I played against Glizzy Goblin.
Nice.
I played against Big Deck Energy. And those are the best names of people I played against on Marvel Snap.
That's pretty good. Oh, shit. Select
your player. Hey, Ginger, what game you play?
Hey, I play The Big Con. Grift of the Year edition.
The Big Con, say.
Yep, it is a adventure indie game. I would say adventure / point and click, kind of. Because there's not really any platforming.
It's a lot of walking around. It's kind of a top-down isometric view. But it looks very cartoony.
Yes.
It's not like a 2D platformer. You can move up, down, left, right.
It's very like 80s colors. You have Rad Ghost as well, and there's a mini game of that in the game. But so The Big Con is about you and your mom. So Linda's
you and your mom.
I know, and I the name too. Yuck. Linda and Allie. You play as Allie, and your mom is Linda, and she has a video store. And you find out that some gangsters are fucking trying to get your mom to pay them like $94,000. Yeah.
Gangsters? What? Did she borrow money from them or something?
They're just like trying to like get her out of her space.
Protection money.
Bullshit ass money. So once Allison, the main character, finds that out, her mom is like, you got to go to this camp. And then she, instead of going to a camp, she meets this guy. what was the guy's name?
Sonic.
No. Ted. You meet Ted, and then, like, he teaches you that you can pick pockets and then, like, get other people to, like, lose count of money, and that's how you survive going across the country.
Ted sounds with like him. A bad influence.
And get money to basically save your mom's store. So, yeah, Ted is not.
So, how do you cross the country? Influence.
So, you basically, like,
where do you start out?
Get on a bus. First, you start out in your town. Your main town.
It's like bumfuck Indiana or something.
Forget where exactly.
Does your game have swearing in it?
Yes.
Mine didn't.
Okay. Mine did. Maybe that's why.
Does your game have a bathroom in it?
It does. It has a couple bathrooms. Okay. But you can't use them. But you can see that they're toilets.
Okay.
Yeah, you just basically go on a bus first and then you get a car after you steal enough money with Ted, and then Ted abandons you in the desert as you're going to Los Novatos or something. They're, like, trying not to, like, call it Las yeah. Vegas, but you're basically going to Vegas. When you get lost in the desert, I figured out the kind of, like, key to it without looking that up. But
I saw that most of the gameplay I saw was like conversation, like RPG conversations with people.
Yep.
And the second most style gameplay I saw was you trying to pick people's pocket.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Where you would like sometimes try and distract them or sometimes just walk up behind them or all depending on the person. Yep. And then you would press a button that would bring up a meter.
Yes.
That moves, like, left and right on a little meter with a little success area.
Yep, it's a purple success area.
And the longer you wait, the success area shrinks.
Yes.
And you gotta press the button while the
you indicator... You have to just let go, you have to hold down the button.
And then let go.
And then let go on the purple spot. And further in the game, that purple spot can be very small. And then the meter can go quickly. There's another time where you have to pick pockets and get out of town licenses for someone to get further. There was another guy I kept failing on picking pockets. And I had to, like, talk to him to get, like, a car or something. And every time I was failing, I had to go fucking rewind videotapes for the video store. Yep. That was, like, kind of my payback, was, like, rewinding videotapes. So it would be, like, a cool, like, you'd have to just hold a button on the screen, but it would be Allie's hand, put it, the videotape in a TV with a VCR in it, and you just, like, have to rewind it.
The 80s patterns make me think of Rocko's Modern Life.
Yes.
And the character artwork makes me think of Doug.
Yes, Will. Holy shit. Oh my god. When you said Rocko's Modern Life, I thought Doug in my head, and then you said Doug. I'm like, oh man, Will's in my head. No, totally. I really like the Rad Ghosts game that there's a guy in a wheelchair that is in, like, every town next to the Rad Ghost video game.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, if you beat my high score of, like, 700, I'll give you, like, $500.
So it's an arcade game
in the
video game world?
Yes, it's an arcade game that is just... Is it a runner? Because you're on a skateboard and you have... You can go up and down, which kind of brings you left and right on the street, and you have to jump over obstacles and pick up time and coins. And every time you jump and pick up time, well, if you jump and get coins, you get points, and time, you obviously get more time. But it starts going, like, really fast. Uh-huh. So, like, it's weird how it all kind of molds together. It's
kind of like a better version of that old NES Back to the Future game.
Yeah. Yes. Like that. So, I had no problem beating that guy's, like, scores, right? But then at the end of the game, at the uh-huh. last part, when you're in Vegas, you see him. And you're like, oh, he's like, oh, if you beat my score of 1,700, I'll give you like 10 grand or something. I was like, I've been getting 2,000 on this shit, like, not a problem. And once again, I got 2,000. And Allie's like,
that was legitness.
That wasn't your real high score, was it? He's like, no, it was like 14 million, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, whoa. And I even said, whoa, too. He's like, I just like having fun at this game. And yeah. Once in a while, like, if you're having a hard time, certain parts of this game, Rad Ghost will pop up and, like, give you hints. There's also certain parts of the game where you have to listen in to people's conversations as well to get, yeah. like, codes to stuff. Yep, and certain times
like
you're...
Like codes to break into safes and
codes,
shit.
Codes, yeah, to break... there was a code to break into a bag that was in one of the hotel room things. So,
I have crippling depression.
There's certain things that, you know, you gotta go in. I was really, really bad. I mentioned earlier that I was really, really bad at talking, like, cashiers into, like, losing count of their money. I was not good at that. Because you'd have to either tell a joke, say something weird, or just let them count. Because if they got mad at you, you'd get, like, a suspicion, like, radar. And if you got three uh-huh. suspicion radars, you'd have to go rewind tapes, or you'd get kicked out of the casino or whatever, or go to jail. Like, yeah. I went to jail a couple times in the casino level. But I did get enough money for my mom.
Didn't she make you give it back or something?
No. No, she didn't. She was like, whoa, you got, like, way more money. Like, I got, like, almost a quarter of a million.
Yeah.
And she just need 94 because I met in that one of the casinos, the guy who was hustling your mom was there. And one of the ladies that was helping you out, bailing you out, she arrested him. So.
Well, shit. Should I send you out hitchhiking and pickpocketing for
no.
a month? Come no. back with a quarter million? That sounds good to me.
I don't think. Yeah, that's going to be more like it. You're going to fucking have to bail my ass out. And I'm going to be like.
You what?
Oh, I'm gonna be like,
thank you.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be like,
you what?
So the big con, it was a really cute game. Oh yeah, bathrooms. I know I kind of touched on it. There was a couple bathrooms. There was one that you'd have to knock on. And someone said it's, like, occupied or whatever in uh-huh. one of the, like, shops, like the coffee shops.
Okay. So there's somebody in there pooping.
Yep.
Pooping in progress. You got to talk to someone mid-poop. Mm-hmm. I was probably dangling in there trying to pinch it off while they said that.
I mean...
I hate it when somebody does that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is on Game Pass. It came out in 2021. So it's a couple years old, but not super old. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It made me laugh a lot. Yeah, some of the dialogue, you'd be talking to people and you'd have to hit certain buttons to kind of get along further in something. Like, certain things when you hit, like, X or Y. Also, in the casino, people would throw away cards, and you had to pick cards for a certain amount, like a certain person. Otherwise, you'd get in trouble for cheating. But other people would be like, "Ah, I have this and this card." Like, you'd have to give them the card that they would need, and then they give you like a cut of what they won. So that was kind of cool. You also get back at that motherfucker that like stole your money and abandoned you out in the desert. So he was a rich fucking asshole trying to just like be a douchebag to his parents. So
cool.
Yeah, fuck Ted. But it was a really fun game. It's really cute.
Monster game. All right, Ginger, you ready for our last segment?
It's time for recommendations, doot doot.
YOLO!
Wow.
All right. I'm going to recommend a movie that we haven't even finished yet, but I've enjoyed Tigers Are Not Afraid.
Yes.
I forget where it's filmed, if it was Mexico or South America, or somewhere in between.
I think it was a little bit of here and there.
Yeah, but it's a indie horror film starring a bunch of children who live in poverty.
Basically, because of the Mexican cartels that just kill
people, kidnap kids.
Yep. And I mean, there's lots of kids that are on the street because their parents were just gone, and where did the kids have to go?
But then
it's really sad, but it's pretty, this is a good horror movie though.
Yeah, weird supernatural stuff also happens, or is starting to happen.
Yes.
So yeah, it's called Tigers Are Not Afraid. It's on Shudder on the last drive-in from a while back.
Okay.
But you can find it if you look for it, if you got Shudder. Or some other shit that has movies.
Okay.
Ginger.
News.
What are those?
By those, I mean your recommendations.
My recommendation.
You can't recommend that watermelon game. You haven't played it.
That's not what I was going to recommend.
You should get the watermelon game, Ginger. It's the new sensation, and come on.
YOLO!
Wow, those are some aggressive... those are some really aggressive things. Oh, fuck.
More sound effects from me.
I guess, like, I was kind of surprised. I'm gonna suggest Better Call Saul, honestly. Like, I've only watched a couple episodes of it, but it's fucking hilarious. I am always here for, like, a good scam on some shit. So, yeah, I have enjoyed it so far. I haven't really been able to watch Breaking Bad because I've seen what methamphetamines does to people, and I can't watch it.
But Paula Poundstone recommended Better Call Saul.
Yeah, and I was like, let me check it out, and I am enjoying it. I think it's pretty funny. We would like to thank patrons.
Thank you. All of you.
Yep, we have.
Thank you so much. Thank you right up the ass.
No.
What? No, only if you want it.
Willie, settle down.
I'm sorry.
You need a bonk. Thank you.
But thank you very much, though.
Mike Gagne, Boston Harbor Horror Podcast. Thank you, Chris Copeland from the Retro Hangover Podcast. Thank you.
About just thank
Sam, you. Sam the Movie Seller from the Movie Seller. Thank you, Maiden of the Veil. You can go get a tarot reading from her on Instagram. Thank you, JD Lowe. You are the Burger Time champion. And go, like, just donate to him for his wedding. Yeah, thanks. Just go give him money.
Did you say thank you, Daddy Keith?
No,
right in
you
his
did.
Ear hole.
That's what you did, Willie. Yeah, last and not least, Daddy Keith. from the main quest.
Which you can also listen to in the same hole. We said Crisco
Clean, right?
Retro Hangover, yes. Ear Hole, Dick Dragon podcast.
Burger Time Dick Dragon for JD. A tarot reading Dick Dragon for Maiden.
Oh shit, is the Dick Dragon multiplying?
Boston settle. Harbor Tentacly Dick Dragon settle for down. Mike Gagney.
Settle down, Dragon.
A big old see, movie what, Dick Dragon for Dan the Movie Seller.
That's what happens when you type, when you start typing Eggplant Dragon into an AI, then it becomes.
You don't need it. It just got me.
Yeah, then it spreads everywhere, even into Ginger's brain. It's in public domain once all the AIs start using it.
Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music and Inadequacy for your outro music.
Yes. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Oh, yeah, I gotta do the ascend, huh? We gotta,
if you want.
We gotta email grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com. If you want stickers, tell us how we did. Leave a review, take a screenshot, send us that screenshot, and I will mail you some cool stickers. You can even tell me what kind you like. Do you want a fist that says poop? Do you want a rainbow? I mean, what do you want? It's up to you.
You never know. You might have just changed a big duty diaper. Only one of our patrons would actually know that reference, if they're listening still.
Yeah. On Twitter, we're grand_video. On Blue Sky, we're GRPBG.
Other ones were Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
And we have a Patreon thingy where you can give us like a couple bucks and we'll send you a couple stickers every month and you get episodes early.
And maybe some outtakes.
Get extra outtake episodes every once in a while.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Death to fascism.
Goodbye.